Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, RJ Johnson, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. Whether you're in the business or you just love staying on top of grocery trends, this is where we slice and dice everything from market mergers to the latest in food retail innovation. Stay tuned as we dive into the nitty-gritty details that shape the way you shop and the industry operates. Let's get started. Continuing the mega merger saga, Kroger and Albertsons have revised their store divestiture proposition in favor of C&S Wholesale Grocers, shining a spotlight on the fiercely competitive grocery landscape. With antitrust concerns at the forefront, the two grocery titans have retooled their initial agreement, bolstering C&S Grocers' stake with an additional 166 stores, bringing their total to an impressive 579 stores that span 18 states and Washington, D.C. A shift is unfolding as C&S is poised to acquire Albertsons banners, including Hagen, alongside their possession of QFC, Mariano's, and Cars. The deal is marked at $2.9 billion. This investment that doesn't just transfer store ownership, it hands over crucial infrastructure and exclusive access to Albertsons' private brands, Signature and O Organics. This elaborate transaction is no mere divestment. It's an expansive reorganization of grocery retail focus, with a notable concentration on markets heavily saturated by both Kroger and Albertsons' footprints, particularly along the West Coast and Chicago, with C&S inheriting a clutch of stores in areas such as Washington, Arizona, and Colorado. As this deal progresses, it's clear the grocery industry is on the brink of a transformation with far-reaching implications for competition, market access, and consumer choice. The aisles of these stores are heading down uncharted paths, and we're here to watch every turn of the cart. In today's supermarket arena, where every visit counts, one chain seems to be leaving a green footprint that others can only aspire to match, Sprouts Farmers Market. Recent data from Placer.ai reveals that Sprouts, known for its fresh, natural, and organic offerings, has been harvesting a bumper crop of store visits. In fact, their visits surged approximately 13% in February and March, outpacing the industry's growth rate, which hovered around 8%. Yes, you heard it right. Even as the industry grapples with modest growth rates, Sprouts is flourishing, and their secret plot? A calculated and ambitious expansion strategy. Since mid-2023, Sprouts has been consistent in outperforming the grocery industry in monthly store visit growth, hinting at a deeper root. Their trajectory of growth isn't mere chance, it's sprouting from a rigorous plan of opening 30 new stores last year. And they've done exactly that. This chain has rooted its expansion in targeting health enthusiasts and selective shoppers, penetrating new markets while also relying on a fresh crop of smaller format stores that bring their unique offerings closer to local communities. Sprouts target to plant an additional 35 stores by the end of this year, nurturing both new and well-cultivated markets. However, the wind beneath Sprouts' wings could likely be its high-income customer base. Why is this significant? Because the upper crust of clientele, with median household incomes at nearly $92,000, may not be wilting under the pressure of inflated food prices, unlike the general market that sits at around $76,000. This ensures Sprouts' clientele are less likely to prune their shopping habits in the face of a fluctuating economy. So for those who've been keeping a rootstock eye on the supermarket industry's growth, take a cue from Sprouts Farmers Market. In light of recent industry findings, the landscape for grocery sales is on the brink of transformation. It's projected that over the next 5 years, we are going to see a notable slump in U.S. grocery sales when compared to the preceding 5 years. Evidently, the robust compound annual growth rate of 5.6% fueled by the pandemic and inflation is set to cool down to a more modest 1.6%. With total online sales predicted to reach an astounding $120 billion by the end of 2028, e-commerce is set to account for 12.7% of the total grocery sales in America. That's a 170 basis point increase over 2023. Only time will tell, but for now, e-commerce is undisputedly carving out its domain in the grocery sector. In Washington, D.C., Harris Teeter grocery stores have recently taken a bold stand against shoplifting. These Kroger-owned locations are now requiring customers to show their receipts before exiting. It's a measure that speaks to the broader concern of retail theft that's been plaguing many stores in the nation's capital, an issue that's been making headlines and stirring debates about security and customer convenience. Furthering their anti-theft strategy, Harris Teeter has also issued a ban on duffel bags, roller bags, larger backpacks, and suitcases within their premises. The new policy, which applies to all three DC Harris Teeter stores, is aimed at fostering a safe shopping space while continuing the tradition of providing quality goods at competitive prices. This is according to the stance articulated by a Harris Teeter spokesperson. Heading up the coast to New York City, known for its ever-evolving landscape, the city is witnessing a fresh trend in the grocery sector. As large big-box retailers retreat, a phenomenon is unfolding. Smaller grocery outlets and innovative store formats are sprouting up, seizing these newly vacant spaces. This shift, reflective of the city's capacity for reinvention, is spurred on by residential developments in the city's boroughs, notably in Brooklyn and Queens. Remarkably, Whole Foods has inaugurated a 42,000-square-foot store nestled on the ground floor of the illustrious Harry McClough's One Wall Street within the bustling financial district. But it doesn't stop there. Stepping up its game, Whole Foods is looking to introduce more compact, agile Whole Foods Daily Shop locations, varying in size from 7,000 to 14,000 square feet. This compact store model is not merely a fad, but a strategic response to the challenging task of finding large yet affordable spaces in the heart of the city. Adding to the mix, the German discount grocer Lidl has embarked on a spree, opening stores in Staten Island, Harlem, and Queens. Its expansion is striking, with two of its stores slated to replace former Michael's stores at Fresh Meadows and the Bronx Terminal Market. In a city that never sleeps, New York's grocery landscape is wide awake and adapting, embodying the adage, "In New York, change is the only constant." With smaller grocery stores stepping into the colossal footprints of big-box retailers, the city's food market scene is set for an intriguing evolution. This trend is a lively testament to New York's resilience and its citizens' enduring appetite for convenience paired with quality. In today's competitive retail landscape, business closures can have unforeseen consequences, not only for consumers, but equally for employees. This brings us to a developing story out of Chicago, where Foxtrot and Dom's Kitchen and Market, under their parent company Outfox Hospitality, are faced with a class action lawsuit alleging violations of the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, commonly referred to as the WARN Act. The legal action stems from events on April 24th, just one day after the company's abruptly halted operations. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, claims that approximately 1,000 employees were terminated without the legally mandated 60 days notice of the impending layoff, leaving many workers blindsided and without a clear path forward. By Illinois state law, companies foreseeing mass layoffs are required to file a WARN notice at least 60 days in advance if they have 75 or more employees. The complaint alleges failure to comply, with the additional sting of withheld wages, salary, and accrued benefits for the 60 days following the layoff that the WARN Act is designed to guarantee. Foxtrot, in an internal memo, stated that employees would be paid only through the last day worked and that accrued sick leave would not be compensated. The termination circumstances surrounding this case raise critical questions about the responsibilities of employers to their employees during times of operational upheaval. As the court processes this lawsuit, the retail community watches closely to see how this will impact wider industry practices, especially with regards to the WARN Act's role in protecting workers. What this means for the outlook of employee relations within the grocery market, only time will tell. In a buzzworthy move in the retail food and beverage industry, Blackstone has sipped up a sweet deal with their latest acquisition, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, a rapidly growing fast casual franchise known for its array of smoothies and health-oriented menu items. This acquisition, estimated at a cool $2 billion, including debt, reflects Blackstone's taste for investments with a promising growth trajectory. Starting from just a single location in Destin, Florida, back in 1997, Tropical Smoothie Cafe has blended up an empire of more than 1,400 locations across 44 states. The brand has cultivated a strong franchise model, with over 175 new cafes opened in 2023 alone, a remarkable 70% of which were spearheaded by existing franchisees. This commitment from those already in the Tropical Smoothie family is a testament to the brand's strength and profitability. Now, with an infusion of capital and strategic support from Blackstone, one of the world's leading investment firms, Tropical Smoothie is poised for even more robust expansion. Blackstone has a storied history of nurturing the growth of franchise businesses, and this acquisition appears to be a blend of past successes and future potential. With Blackstone at the helm, there's no limit to how big the Tropical Smoothie Cafe brand can grow. Continuing with acquisitions in the athletic retail landscape, UK-based JD Sports Fashion has announced its acquisition of US retailer Hibbett Incorporated for an impressive sum of $1.1 billion. This strategic play by JD Sports is set to reshape the terrain of sports retail, particularly across the Southeast United States, complementing and expanding on its existing footprint. JD Sports will acquire all outstanding shares of Hibbett, a deal conducted entirely in cash and expected to see completion in the second half of the year, subject to necessary regulatory and shareholder approvals. Mike Longo will stay at the helm of Hibbett as CEO, and Jared Briskin will transition from Executive Vice President of Merchandising to become the Chief Operating Officer. Once the transaction concludes, Hibbett will operate as a private entity and retain its corporate base in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for tuning in. We'll return next time with more updates from the world of groceries. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. This is Supermarket Spotlight signing off.